Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, the show that features all kinds of Newfoundland and Labrador music from the vinyl era, the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. If you're a hopeless nostalgic, if you're stuck in a vinyl groove, if you're inclined to drift from the mainstream, stay tuned for an hour full of music by Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Thank you for joining me. Today's show is all about the Audio Atlantic Recording Studio. They recorded many Newfoundland and Labrador artists throughout the 1970s. Most were released on the Audat label, like this one by Pete Bursey, Jim Rooney, and Russ Marshall, collectively known as the Rising Suns.
In Dublin town, where I did dwell, lived a butcher boy I loved right well. He courted me my life away, and then with me he would not stay. I wish my baby it was born and smiling on his daddy's knee, with a cooing call as I lay there, with a long white gown laid over me. She went upstairs to go to bed, and calling out to her mother, said, "Bring me a chair while I sit down, and a pen and ink till I write down at every line." She shed a tear at every line, cried, "Willie dear, oh what a foolish girl was I to fall in love with a butcher boy." He went upstairs, the door he broke, he found her hanging from a rope. He took his knife and he cut her down, and in her pocket these words he found: "Oh, did my grave, long, wide, and deep, place a marble stone at my head and feet, and in between place a pure white dove to show the world I died for love."
That was the Rising Suns with the traditional Butcher Boy. Apparently there are several versions of that song, and the origins are in some doubt. It may be of English origin, or perhaps Irish, and there's even an American version of it. The song, if you were listening to the lyrics closely, told a tragic story about lost love leading to suicide. That number is very popular in Newfoundland and Labrador, and it's also been recorded on vinyl by Harry Hibbs, Sons of Erin, and Ryan's Fancy, two Irish groups. They also recorded it. Now, the version you just heard by the Rising Suns, that was recorded by Audio Atlantic, like everything else that you're going to hear on today's program. This particular one was recorded in Halifax and released on the Audat label. A-U-D-A-T is the spelling of that. It was produced by Grant Kennedy and engineered by Al Feeney. Now, some of the other Audio Atlantic recordings were done right here at the campus of Memorial University at the Munn Radio Studios. This was back in the early 1970s, and I think the studio at the time was located in the Thompson Student Center. You're listening to Newfound Records. I'm Wayne Tucker. And now let's hear another Audio Atlantic recording. This one was done at the Munn Radio Studios, and the year was 1973. This is John White. He's singing about a red light district, actually, and the song's entitled The Holy Ground.
I kill my lovely darling, 1,000 times farewell. We're sailing away from the holy ground, and the girls we love so well. I leave behind my Dinah, she's a girl I do adore. But still I live in hope to see the holy ground once more. Fine girl you are, you're the girl I do adore. Still I live in hope to see the holy ground once more. And now we're saucy sailing, and you are far behind. Kind letters I will write to you with the secrets of my mind. With the secrets of my mind, my love, you're a girl I do adore. But still I live in hopes to see the holy ground once more. Fine girl you are, you're a girl I do adore. But still I live in hopes to see the holy ground once more. Night is dark and dreary, I can scarcely see the moon. Our poor old ship, she is tossing about, and the rigging is all torn. Weather seems a gate and leaky, weather timbers doors and all. And still I live in hope to see the holy ground once more. Fine girl you are, you're a girl I do adore. But still I live in hopes to see the holy ground once more. And now the storm is over, and we are safe on shore. We'll drink a toast to the holy ground, and the girls we do adore. We will drink strong ale and porter, and we make the taprooms roar. But still I live in hopes to see the holy ground once more. Fine girl you are, you're a girl I do adore. But still I live in hopes to see the holy ground once more. Fine girl you are!
That was John White in fine form on that one, singing about the Holy Ground. Now, the Holy Ground is actually a real place. It's a local place name in the town of Cobb. The spelling for that is C-O-B-H, so I don't know really how it should be pronounced, but I'm calling it Cobb. It's in the county Cork on the southern coast of Ireland. And the song The Holy Ground is named after this particular area. Now, it's an ironic name because the piece of ground known as the Holy Ground was the town's red light district in the 19th century. And the town was a major stopping point for ships crossing the Atlantic. And I guess it got its name from the large number of sailors that were passing through there, only to be there a short time after a long period at sea. And apparently many sought out the services that were available at the Holy Ground. I took that from the album called Put Your Hand in the Hand, and the album was actually by the White family. So John White did a track or two on there, and other family members did the other, including his daughter Debbie. She did a few tracks, and his sister Frances, and I'm not sure who else was on it actually, because the album itself doesn't give any credits at all. It was recorded at Munn Radio Studio, I know that, and released on the Audat label in 1973. Now, that track you just heard was from the White Family album, and coming up after the break, you're going to hear a track from Wilf Doyle's family album, and of course, it's on the Odd label, so do stick around.
Planting trees in our community is well worth the effort, but if you don't look after them, they may not make it. Urban trees need a little maintenance to survive. Not much. Your extra care will help replenish the urban forest and give us all something we need. Fresh air. Thanks. Help Tree Canada grow clean air. Support Tree Canada by visiting us at treecanada.ca.
Hi, this is Daniel Lanois, and you're listening to CHMR 93.5 FM.
I'm watching you now with a whole lot of love to give.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour on CHMR in St. John's, CJBI on Belle Island, VOBB in Bonbay, BOIR in Cornerbrook, Southern Shore Sounds in Fairland, and CIOE in Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia. Once again, here's your host, Wayne Tucker.
Thank you, Rosemary, and I'm delighted to say that as of this week, Newfound Records is heard on Caper Radio. That station broadcasts from the Cape Breton University in Sydney, Nova Scotia. So welcome, all listeners, to Caper Radio. Now, thanks for sticking around, and today Newfound Records is spinning Newfoundland recordings recorded by the Audio Atlantic Studios. Most of them were done on the Audat label. And to open this portion of the show, we have a song entitled Banks of the Wabash. And I tell you, this is a real oldie. This song goes back to the 19th century. It was written and composed by American songwriter Paul Dresser, and published, and get this now, 119 years ago in 1897. And going back that far, you know, it was composed during a transitory time in musical history when songs first began to be recorded for the phonograph. So we're talking the late 1800s here. The song Banks of the Wabash was among the earliest pieces of popular music to be recorded. So that's quite a distinction. And you're going to hear it now, not from an 1897 recording, but done by Christine Doyle, taken from the album Souvenirs and Memories, and once again on the Audat label, released in 1974. And Christine is backed on this one by her husband Wilf on accordion, and her son Wilf Jr., and he played bass, guitar, and drums, so all of those are on this particular track, so I guess he's doing them all. Here then, Christine Doyle.
All around my Indian homestead waves the cornfields. In the distant looms the woodlands clear and cool. Sometimes there I rehearse the scenes of my childhood, where I first received my lessons while at school. The moon shines bright tonight along the Wabash. O'er the fields there comes the scent of new mown hay. Through the sycamore the candlelights are gleaming. On the banks of the Wabash far away, long times have passed since I strolled by the river, arm in arm with sweetheart Mary by my side. It was there I tried to tell her that I loved her. It was there I asked her for to be my bride. The moon shines bright tonight along the Wabash. O'er the fields there comes the scent of new mown hay. Through the sycamore the candlelights are gleaming. On the banks of the Wabash far away, many years have passed since I strolled by the churchyard, wherein it sleeps my Mary angel dear. I loved her but she thought I didn't mean it. I would give my future love if she were here. The moon shines bright tonight along the Wabash. O'er the fields there comes the scent of new mown hay. Through the sycamore the candlelights are gleaming. On the banks of the Wabash far away, on the banks of the Wabash far away.
Hello, I'm Ray Walsh, and you're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour with Wayne Tucker on 93.5 CHMR FM.
When I come home from working late, she's always got a date. She don't seem to know that I'm around. Whenever I'm home, she's always on the phone. She's the worst woman that I've ever seen. Yeah, she's the worst woman that I've ever seen. Don't even know what love means. When I come home from working late, she's always got a date. She's the worst woman that I've ever seen.
She's the worst one. ever seen.
That was Ocean Fancy, and members of that group were Joshua Skinner, he played lead guitar, Barry Coleman was on bass, Harold Osmond on drums, Jerome Pierce, he handled the vocals, and Lloyd Strickland was the accordion player. Now, most of the band was from Isle of Mort, that's in southwestern Newfoundland. By the way, the steel guitar player is not credited on the album notes, so I don't know who was playing that. But Jerome Pierce, the vocalist, he was from Port of Basque, and he wrote the song that you just heard called The Worst Woman. Lloyd Strickland, the accordionist in the group, he is from Stone Valley in Hermitage Bay. Now, I understand that the group Ocean Fancy had a steady gig at the Ocean Lounge, and I don't know where that was, but I'd have to assume it was down Isle of Mort way someplace. The album that I took the track from was called The Wild Rovers, released around 1974, I figure, on the Audette label. And before Ocean Fancy, you heard Wilf Doyle and Family. You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Now, on today's program, you're hearing recordings from the Audio Atlantic Studios. Most of them were released on the Audette label. And I tried to find out some background information about Audio Atlantic, you know, how they originated, that sort of thing. I found very little. Oddly enough, the only article that I found that was dedicated to the Audio Atlantic Studios was published in the American magazine Billboard, and that was in December of 1971. And the article said that a new 8-track recording studio, Audio Atlantic, had opened in Halifax, Nova Scotia, this month, being, as I said, December in 1971. The studio is equipped with Neve and Ampex machines, and Neve is N-E-V-E, in case I'm mispronouncing it, which is quite likely. The studio was operated by Grant Kennedy. He was a Halifax musician, and Mas Kibuta, M-A-S-K-I-B-U-T-A, a CBS audio engineer, and Vern Kennedy, a TV writer, arranger, vocalist. Audio Atlantic, the article said, is operating with uniform around-the-clock rates to accommodate out-of-town clients. And the article also said that the studio had 4-track mobile recording equipment. And that was the end of the information in Billboard. Now, Audette recorded about 24 or so albums at Mon Radio here on the Memorial University campus back in the early 70s, and I would think that they were using the mobile equipment to do that. All of those recordings were released on the Audette label. Now, this was great for recording artists or potential recording artists in Newfoundland, because otherwise, if it wasn't for Audette coming to St. John's, they would have had to go to Halifax. That would have been the nearest studio to get their recordings done, and some of them did do that. Now, the Audio Atlantic people came to St. John's because apparently they were well aware of the successes of Newfoundland artists like Harry Hibbs and Dick Nolan, who were extremely popular and selling quite a few records. So they came down here to see what else Newfoundland might have to offer, and they brought their 4-track recording equipment with them. So let's hear another track right now from those Audette sessions at Mon Radio. This is Ann Butler, and she's backed by Lou Skinner and the Country Ducats, and they backed up quite a few of the recordings on Audette back in those days. So here is Ann Butler with Harlan Howard's composition, The Hurtin's All Over.
A year ago today, I felt like dying, as unloved and unwanted as a heart could be. But time has a way of changing yesterday. Now the hurting's all over me. Yes, the hurting's all over my body. It started in my heart and it went all over me. For the time did its part, kept the hurt out of my heart. Now the hurting's all over me. Now my arms ache to hold you just like they used to do, and my
Hi, I'm Derek Pelly, and you're listening to Newfound Records on CHMR 93.5 FM, campus and community radio in St. John's, Newfoundland.
It's the each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening by your side. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if don't work out, then if don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Sweeten my coffee with the morning pill. Sweeten my dreams with your sighing. After you love me for a million years, then if don't
a band called the Sou'westers, and I don't know who the members of that band are. There was no credits of membership on the album liner notes. The vocalist, to my ear, sounds a lot like George Grandy. Possibly it could have been, I suppose. The song title was Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye, and that was written by John D. Loudermilk. The album was Sing Me Back Home, released around 1973, and the Sou'westers recorded that in Halifax, and I think a few of their members may have been from the Nova Scotia area, actually, released on the Audat label. And before the Sou'westers, you heard Ann Butler from her album Country Sunshine. The song was The Hurtin's All Over. That one was recorded at Mun Radio by Audio Atlantic, right here in St. John's, Newfoundland. And by the way, speaking of George Grandy, Harry is now singing a track from the first of three LPs that he released on the Audat label. The album is entitled D.P. Newfie, released in 1973 or so, and George sings Roy Payne's No Price Tags on the Doors of Newfoundland.
Surrounded by a mighty sea, there's an island dear to me, described by summer place and rock and sand.
where so many men have found when the world has turned you down. There's no price tag on the doors of Newfoundland. There's a welcome on the breeze flowing inland from the sea that some folks find hard to understand. But it's there to let you know that no matter where you go, there's no price tag on the doors of Newfoundland. Raise your glasses, drink to me, to that island in the sea, where friendship is a word they understand. You may never be alone if you're in a newfie's home. There's no price tag on the doors of Newfoundland. Welcome on the breeze flowing inland from the sea that some folks find hard to understand. But it's just to let you know that no matter where you go, there's no price tag on the doors of Newfoundland. Raise your glasses, drink to me, to that island in the sea, where friendship is a word they understand. You may never be alone if you're in a newfie's home. There's no price tag on the doors of Newfoundland. You will always find a chair at a table for you there to share what they have with any man. You don't have to worry, friend, if your pocketbook is thin. There's no price tag on the doors of Newfoundland. Raise your glasses, drink to me, to that island in the sea, where friendship is a word they understand. You may never be alone if you're in a newfie's home. There's no price tag on the doors of Newfoundland. There's no price tag on the doors of Newfoundland.
You just heard George Grandy and his band, Tom Grandy on drums, Reuben Hiscock on bass, and Barry Welsh on guitar. And who was playing that organ? I don't know, because the liner notes don't tell me. Well, it's time for another break, but do hang around, because we'll be right back with three more Audette LPs, all recorded at Mun Radio in St. John's back in the 1970s.
The Beauty of Jazz Music. Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Tune in for an hour of all jazz with Karen Mooney and discover some of the coolest jazz music from around the world right here on CHMR 93.5 FM.
And now for a public service announcement. On October the 15th, the CLB Regimental Band will be holding their second annual Oktoberfest fundraiser. It's a 19-plus event with food, drinks, and music. Dance music will be provided by Fahrenheit. There will be a ceremonial keg tapping by our Oktoberfest mayor, Sheila O'Leary, and there will be polka, yodeling, and tuba contests, as well as a cash door prize and 50-50 draws. This all takes place at the CLB Armory on Harvey Road. Doors open at 8 p.m. and that's on October the 15th. Tickets are $20. They're available in advance by emailing clboktoberfest@gmail.com. That's clboktoberfest@gmail.com. Or tickets can be purchased at the door. This has been a public service announcement presented by 93.5 CHMR FM.
You're listening to CHMR 93.5 FM, Alliance 787, Cable 942, and via streaming audio at www.chmr.ca. Your only alternative in St. John.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Each week, your host, Wayne Tucker, spins the music of Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists. The show originates from the CHMR studios at the campus of Memorial University in St. John's. In addition to being heard on CHMR, Newfound Records is also pleased to be heard on VOBB Bombay, CJBI Bell Island, BOIR Corner Brook, Southern Shore Sounds in Fairyland, and CIOE in Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia. Be sure you check out the program's companion website. The address is newfoundrecords.ca. Sit back and enjoy the most recent programs there whenever you want to. And you can find Newfound Records on Twitter and on Facebook. Send your email to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. We now return to Newfound Records with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Thank you, Rosemary, and welcome back again. I'm Wayne Tucker, and a special welcome indeed to new listeners of the Newfound Records Radio Hour. They're listening on Caper Radio in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Great to have you aboard. We now continue to spin Newfoundland music recorded by Audio Atlantic Studios, whose home base was in Halifax, and they did the recording in the 1970s. Now, when Audio Atlantic arrived in St. John's with their mobile recording equipment in 1972, they were well aware of the successes of local artists like Harry Hibbs, Dick Nolan, and Omar Blondell. Audette intended primarily to record new Newfoundland talent, talent which had not been recorded before. No doubt they were hoping for another Hibbs or Nolan or Blondell, perhaps. They asked veteran musician and local businessman Lou Skinner to recommend some acts. And right now, here's one of those acts. It's Ern Stacy, and Ern was actually a lobster fisherman from the Swift Current area. He used to do some music on the side as well, and apparently Ern was a customer of Lou's at Lou's music store in downtown St. John's. Ern was wanting to cut an LP, and he did. He came in at the right time, right place. Here's a track from Ern Stacy's LP, recorded at Mun Radio and backed by Lou and the Country Ducats. Here is Chris Christopherson's Me and Bobby McGee.
Watching flowers in Baton Rouge, heading for the train. Feeling the hours faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. Took us all the way to New Orleans. Pulled my harpoon and off my dirty red bandana and was blowing sad while Bobby sang the blues. With that windshield wiper slapping time, and Bobby grabbing hands of mine, he sang up every song that was driving you. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Not the vapor, nothing but it's free. Being free was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Being free was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby and me. The coal mines off Kentucky to that California sun. Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Standing right beside me, Lord, through everything I've done. Every night she kept me from the cold. And somewhere near Salinas, Lord, I let her slip away. Looking for the home I hope she'd find. I'd trade all of my tomorrows for one single yesterday. Calling Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing but it's free. Being free was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Being free was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. La 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 la.
You're listening to Newfound Records, where the unexpected is the norm.
Here I am again tonight,
with my little country band, playing country music on a one night stand. Inside me is the urge to give up and die, and that's why I'm making my steel guitar cry, steel guitar, do my crying for me, cry, oh cry, express my sorrows for me. There's Billy at the mic, and he's singing so sweet. He doesn't know I'm dying underneath. If he knew how I felt, he wouldn't sing so sad. He'd sing a happy song, so I would feel glad. Cry, steel guitar, do my crying for me. Cry, oh cry, express my sorrows for me. There she sits at the table, holding his hand. She slipped through my fingers like tiny grains of sand. She doesn't know the misery she caused me. So steel guitar, cry all my teardrops for me. Cry, steel guitar, do my crying for me. Cry, oh cry, express my sorrows for me. Express my sorrows for me.
Steve Pardy and the Country Telstars there with Crying Steel Guitar, from their album Old Newfie Outhouse, released on the Audette label around 1974 and recorded at the Mon Radio studio, engineered by Ron Duclos. And I think the band Steve Pardy and the Country Telstars were from the Bonavista region of that way. The membership included Steve Pardy on vocals, rhythm guitar and accordion. Lloyd Tremblett played drums. Randy Pardy was on bass. Orville Harris played lead guitar and Don Koff played the steel guitar. Before Steve Pardy, you heard Ern Stacy sing Me and Bobby McGee, taken from Ern's album Gotta Travel on the Audette label, released in 1974. That's a very hard album to find, and I thank Lou Skinner, who let me borrow his copy to record it. And by the way, Lou Skinner is still busy on the local music scene. It's unbelievable, really. He's in his early 70s, and he's going flat out. Most of his gigs these days, he plays lead guitar with Justin Martin's Generations Band, and you can catch them most Sunday afternoons at 186 Water Street in St. John's. This is the Newfound Records Radio Hour, and next up, a duo, one of the most popular Newfoundland entertainment acts through the 1970s, and that's Corey and Trina. And they were Patrina Fulford and Corey Carew, and they first began performing in 1972. They recorded their first album called Songs of Newfoundland's Corey and Trina in 1974, and that one, by the way, contained their biggest hit cover of the Newfoundland Herald. At that time, Corey and Trina were described as the top show and dance act in the province. Their album, like the previous two that you just heard, was recorded at Mon Radio Studio in St. John's, released on the Audette label, and like Ern Stacey, Corey and Trina were backed by the Country Ducats. And here they are with another Christofferson composition, Help Me Make It Through the Night.
Take the ribbons from my hair, shake it loose and let it fall. Lay them soft against your skin, like the shadow on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time.
Hi, I'm J. Terry Hines, and you're listening to Newfound Records with Wayne Tucker.
If the wife and I are fussing, brother, that's all right. 'Cause me and that sweet woman got a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. If you mind your own business, then you won't be minding mine. Well, the woman on the party line's a nosy thing. Picks up her receiver when she knows it's my ring. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Mind your own business and you won't be minding mine. All a whistle when she walks by. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. If you mind your own business, then you sure won't be minding mine.
Mind Your Own Business, Hank Williams' composition. You heard it done by Terry Kelleher from his album Face and Eyes. And most tracks on that album were recorded by Audio Atlantic in Halifax, released, though, on the Carey Records label in 1980. So not released on the Audette label. Matter of fact, I don't know if any recordings were released on the Audette label after the mid-1970s. Before Terry Kelleher, and I must say I love his voice, you heard Corey and Trina. This is Newfound Records. I'm Wayne Tucker, and our show is winding down. Time for one other number. This one was recorded at Audio Atlantic in Halifax and was actually released on the Banana Records label. I don't know the date of this recording, though. The artist is Finnegan. That was a duo, really, and one half of the group, at least, was a Newfoundlander, Jimmy Flynn. The other member was Peter Stoney, not sure where he was from. The album, the track you're about to hear is taken from, is called Finnegan Live from Schooner Country in the Canadian Maritimes. And here are Finnegan to sing the Oscar Brand composition, the very popular Something to Sing About.
Song called Something to Sing About. One here. Everybody's singing, everybody clapping, every home in a circle. God bless us all.
I have walked on the sands of the Grand Banks of Newfoundland, laid on the ridge of the Miramichi, seen the waves tear and roar on the stone coast of Labrador, watched them roll back to the great northern shore.
Everybody!
From the Vancouver Island to the Alberta Highland, across the prairies and lakes to Ontario's town, the sound of Mount Royal chimes, up to the Maritimes, something to sing about this land of ours. I have wandered me way by the wild woods of Hudson Bay, treated me toes to Quebec's morning cold. Wandered out eastern ways, wandered out western ways, traveled this country from top and to toe. From the Vancouver Island to the Alberta Highland, across the prairies and lakes to Ontario's towers, to the sound of Royal chimes, up to the Maritimes, something to sing about this style of ours. Oh, I love to go a-wandering along the mountain track. Unless I go, I love to sing my knapsack on my back.
Everybody!
Wadri,
Wadra,
Wadri,
Wadri,
Wadra,
Wadri,
Wadra, my knapsack on my back. I wave my hand to all I meet, and they wave back to me. We'll walk along, and we'll sing our song in laughter and in glee.
Wadri,
Wadri,
Wadra,
Wadra,
Wadri,
Wadra,
Wadri,
Wadra, my knapsack on my back. Here's something to sing about, tune up and string about, all out in chorus they're quietly hum. Our land is still young, where the chorus sets the song, telling the tale of the great things to come.
Here we go!
From the Vancouver Island to the Alberta Highland, across the prairies and lakes to Ontario's towers, to the sundown on Royal Times, up to the Maritimes, something to sing about this land of ours. Yes, there's something to sing about this land of ours.
Well, unfortunately, time has run out for another week. Time to split, gotta get out of here. Hope you enjoyed the show, and you'll tune in again next week when you'll hear part two of our special on Audette recordings. And taking us home, one final Audette record done at Mon Radio in 1973. Here are the Kitty Bitty Minstrels. Until next week.
Thanks for tuning in to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. The show was recorded at the CHMR Studios, Memorial University in St. John's, Newfoundland. It was researched, produced, and hosted by Wayne Tucker. Send your emails to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. I'm Rosemary Thorne, inviting you to tune in again next week for more rare music from the pioneer recording artists of Newfoundland and Labrador. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Saturday.
Thank you.
There it is.